Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you, Jesus. 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 Most gracious and heavenly Father, we come to say thank you, thank you, thank you. One more day, one more opportunity to serve in your kingdom, to lift your name higher, higher, and higher. We confess every sin of omission. We confess every sin of commission. And we say thank you for every good and every perfect gift. Thank you for this platform. Thank you for this opportunity. Thank you for this day. Thank you for your word. Thank you for Jesus, the precious Holy Spirit, the body of Christ, the power of your word, your grace, your mercies, your gift of salvation. Father, we just can't stop thanking you. And if we had 10,000 tongues, still would not be sufficient to express our gratitude unto you. We embrace this day. We thank you for it. And now we surrender the day back over to you, that you will unfold this day according to your wisdom and your will being done on earth as it is in heaven. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thine will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the glory, and the power, both now and forever. And our soul says, amen, amen, and amen. Bless the Lord, bless the Lord, bless the Lord. Top of the morning, top of the morning, top of the morning to you, and to you too. So glad to be here in Jesus' name. Amen. Jesus Christ is Lord. And this is a day that the Lord God, he has made. And we shall rejoice and be glad in it. From the rising of the sun to the going down of the same, our God's name is great, and our God's name is very greatly to be praised. Amen and amen. All right. Turn with me in your Bibles to the book of 1 Thessalonians, chapter number 4. Amen. Hallelujah. We're going to do a little reading this morning, starting in verse 1. We might as well get it in. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Might as well get the reading in. Hallelujah. Have to make up for the reading that we don't do and we should be doing. Amen. And to God be all the praise, all the glory, and all the honor. Verse number 1. Furthermore, then, we beseech you, brethren, and exhort you by the Lord Jesus, that as ye have received of us how ye ought to walk and to please God, so ye will abound more and more. For ye know what commandments we gave you by the Lord Jesus, for this is the will of God, even your sanctification, that ye should abstain from fornication. For every one of you should know how to possess his vessel in sanctification and honor. Now, not in the lust of concupiscence, even as the Gentiles which know not God, that no man go beyond and defraud his brother in any manner, because that the Lord is the avenger of all such, as we also have forewarned you and testified. For God hath not called us unto uncleanness, but unto holiness. Therefore, that despiseth not man, but God, who hath also given unto us his Holy Spirit. But as touching brotherly love, ye need not that I write unto you, for ye yourselves are taught of God to love one another. And indeed, ye do it toward all the brethren which are in all Macedonia. But we beseech you, brethren, that ye increase more and more, and that ye study to be quiet, and to do your own business, and to work with your own hands, as we commanded you, that ye may walk honestly toward them that are without, and that ye may have lack of nothing. But I would not have you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning them which are asleep, that ye sorrow not, even as others which have no hope. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so them also which sleep in Jesus will God bring with him. For this we say unto you by the word of the Lord, that we which are alive and remain unto the coming of the Lord shall not prevent them which are asleep. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God. And the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And so shall we ever be with the Lord. Wherefore comfort one another with these words. Amen and amen. What a beautiful portion of scripture. Amen. This is the blessed word of God for the blessed people of God. Amen. Hallelujah. We want to teach this morning. Amen. From verse number 17. Hey, my God. We read all of that to get to verse number 17. Why? Because faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Amen. Verse number 17. Then. No, let's do 16 and 17. 16 and 17. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And so shall we ever be with the Lord. My God, my God, my God. Ah, my God, my God, my God. What a word. I'll teach you this morning. Amen. Ready or not? Ready or not? Ready or not, don't be late. Don't be late. Glory be to God, because if you're late, you're late. It won't be no second bus coming. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. It won't be a second bus coming. It won't be another airplane coming. No. It won't be another Uber coming. No. Glory be to God. Beloved, amen, hallelujah. And our scripture on this morning, glory be to God, hallelujah. Jesus, amen, hallelujah, is preparing his people, amen, hallelujah, hallelujah. The Calvary, the event of Calvary is already taking place. Jesus had already died, amen, glory be to God, already suffered. Amen. He was buried in the tomb. Glory be to God. Rose up again on the third day. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Even after his resurrection, he still was on planet Earth for 40 days. We don't know what he was doing. We know he was eating. We know he was eating. So that shows that we're going to be eating in our new bodies. Amen. We don't know if he was sleeping and all that other stuff. The Bible does not say. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. But he gave us, hallelujah, a commandment in Matthew chapter number 28. Amen. Hallelujah. His last words before he ascended back up into heaven. Oh, glory be to God. He said, go ye. Go ye. Make disciples of men. Go. as you go, as you go to the supermarket, huh? As you go into Facebook, you're on Facebook anyhow. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. As you go here and as you go there. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. He told us, hallelujah, in Matthew's, amen, chapter number 28. Amen. Verse number, you start reading at verse number 16 and take that to the end. Amen. He said, go and teach all nations, all nations. Come on. Glory be to God. Don't be partial. Amen. Don't show no prejudice. Amen. Don't think small. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Get up out of your neighborhood. Hallelujah. He said, teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, and teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the world, even to the end of the world. Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. There's a work to be done. There's a work to be done. Amen. Glory be to God. We've been teaching, amen, on how important it is to be obedient, how important it is to walk in faith, how important it is to walk in the spirit, how, because there's a work to be done, amen, to walk in the light. All last week, he had us meditating on walking in the light, coming out of darkness, exposing sin. Why? Because there's a work to be done. Glory be to God. Jesus said, I'm out of here. I am out of here. I'm gone. Glory, 3.5-year ministry. He said, bye. He said, but y'all can call me. You can call me. I'm gone. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Hey, my God, my God. He said, but call me. Hallelujah. One thing about Jesus, when you call him, hallelujah, he'll always pick up. Hey, my God, my God, my God, my God. Oh, hallelujah. There's a work to be done. There's a work to be done. Why? Because he said, I'm coming back. Beloved, that earthquake, amen, shook some people up. Everybody remember where they was when that earthquake took place. Everybody, what was you doing when the earthquake took place? Oh, I was walking out the door. Oh, I was waiting at the bus stop. You always remember. You remember what you was doing. How much warning did you get that the earthquake was about to hit? We ain't getting no warning. I was just going around my business and then the earth shook. Well, guess what? That's exactly how it's going to be when Jesus come back. Matter of fact, that earthquake took was about 30 seconds, they said. Jesus said, beloved, glory be to God, in 1 Corinthians chapter number 15, glory be to God, he says, hallelujah, he says, in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, blink your eye right now. How long did that take you? Maybe about 1 second? All right, I'm going to give you 2 seconds. It didn't take 2 seconds, but I'm going to give you 2 seconds. Blink your eye again. Blink your eye 2 times. That's how fast Jesus coming back. That's how fast Jesus coming back. You thought that earthquake took you off guard? You thought that earthquake, amen, glory be to God? And we want to thank God, amen, that, amen, it stopped before it got into the real danger zone where buildings started falling down, although a lot of buildings were affected. 2 seconds. Jesus going to be in and out with his people. And the same way people was looking around last week talking about what happened, they're going to be doing the same thing when Jesus come back. What happens? Where's my airline pilot? Where's my bus driver? We don't have nobody to bus to drive the bus. The bus is about to crash. The airplane is about to fall. Hey, y'all, where so-and-so go? 2 seconds. People going to be looking around saying, what happened?
that quick, God's going to come in. Amen. Glory be to God. We're going to be caught up to meet him. He's not coming back to the earth in this visit. The Bible says that he's coming midway, somewhere up in the clouds, and we're going to be caught up. The dead in Christ are going to get up first. And then we, which are alive and remain, are going to be caught up to meet him. Now, let me ask you a question, beloved. Jesus' return is going to take place in a couple seconds or less. What can you do in a couple seconds? Is that enough time for you to get on the telephone and make things right with somebody? Is that enough time for you to apologize and get things right with somebody? Is that even enough time for you to repent? What can you do in 2 seconds or less? Well, let me answer the question. Nothing. That means you got to already be ready. You got to already be ready. You can't be getting ready. You can't be putting off to tomorrow to do what you should have did yesterday. It's going to be a quick transaction. Glory be to God. Let's look at this. Let's look at this. 1 Corinthians. Chapter number 15. Go down to verse number. Verse 51. No, let's do 50. Now this I say, brethren, that flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God, neither doth corruption inherit incorruption. Behold, I show you a mystery. Underline the mystery. Don't try to figure out how Jesus going to do this. It ain't none of your business. That's why it's a mystery. He said, behold, I show you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we all shall be changed. Verse number 52. In a moment, somebody say, in a moment. In a moment. Well, what's a moment? For some people, a moment they may say, that's a week for me, a month for me. See, it all depends on your point of reference. But then he goes on to make it clear. He says, in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye. I want you to blink one more time. I want you to stop right now and blink and count how long did it take you to blink your eye. Okay, thank you. At the last trump, for the trumpet shall sound, and the dead shall be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. For this corruption must put on incorruption, and this mortal must put on immortality. Why? Because everything ain't getting in heaven. Flesh and blood ain't going to heaven. Sin ain't going to heaven. Glory be to God. And guess what? You ain't going to heaven if you in sin and haven't repented. It's just as simple as that. When we try to sugarcoat it, glory be to God. You can't sugarcoat heaven and hell, baby. This thing is real. People dying, dropping like flies. Glory be to God. And we tiptoeing through the tulips. Glory be to God. So when, verse 54, so when this corruption shall have put on incorruption, and this mortal shall have put on immorality, then shall be brought to pass the saying that is written, death is swallowed up in victory. O death, where is thy sting? O grave, where is thy victory? The sting of death is sin, and the strength of sin is the law. But thanks be to God. Somebody say, thanks be to God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Somebody give God some praise. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Say that last verse for 1 minute. I'm going to flip back over here, and then we're going to close on that last verse here. Now, I want to show you something very important today, beloved. I want to show you something very important. Something very important. The guarantee that you get into heaven. It don't make no difference if so-and-so made it in heaven. We try to put everybody in heaven. We know everybody ain't in heaven. I know it sounds good. It sounds pretty. Yeah, well, yeah, I was there. Yeah, they got saved when they was 12 years old. Okay, all right, come, all right, mm-hmm. All right, turn with me in your Bible, amen, First Thessalonians, mm-hmm, chapter number 4. Mm-hmm. All right, now I want you to read verse number 17. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And so shall we ever be with the Lord. Meditate on that for a few seconds. I want you to meditate on that all day. Now, a lot of Bible theologians and a lot of the people that like to debate the word, they want to argue with you that the word rapture is not in the Bible. And they are correct. The word rapture is not in the Bible, but the definition of the word rapture is in the Bible. This scripture right here is the rapture. Okay? And there's many other scriptures to go with this, such as the one that I just shared with you in 1 Corinthians chapter number 15. This scripture right here says that we which are alive, amen, and remaining shall be caught up together with them in the clouds, that's the rapture, to meet the Lord in the air. Jesus is not coming back to earth in this event. He's not walking the earth. All right, so get that straight. Glory be to God. That's in another event. We'll teach about that later on this week. I don't want to give you too much information at one time, so I don't want you to be confused, because we already know it's not God's will for us to be ignorant. And those of us that's going to meet Jesus in the air in a moment, quicker than that earthquake, quicker than the tremble, in a moment, huh, we're going to always be with the Lord. So now ain't that some good news? That's some good news. Now, let's backtrack. Let's read that one more time. Then we which are alive and remain. Underline that word remain. Beloved, that word, glory be to God, hallelujah, remain in the Greek, glory be to God. Let me tell you what that word remain means. It's the same word that Jesus uses when in 1 John 15 when he speaks about abiding. If you abide in me and my words abide in you, ye can ask whatever ye will and it shall be done unto you. That word remain, beloved, means to tarry. That word remain means to continue, to stay, to endure. He that endureth to the end, the same shall be saved. That word tarry, that word, beloved, abide, amen, and he that remain, that means to stand, to dwell. Expectancy. those who are alive and living right. I gave you all the legal definitions. Now let me bring it home where, okay, it'll be no ambiguity. Okay, those who are alive and living right gonna be caught up. And we have all these false teachings on eternal security. Do I believe in eternal security? Of course I do. If you're really saved. So Jesus is going to come back in the rapture and you in bed with somebody else's spouse. Oh, you going up because you said the sinner's prayer 10 years ago. You're ignorant. You sitting up somebody's bar getting drunk. And the rapture takes place. Oh, and you going up, glory be to God, because you said the sinner's prayer 5 years ago. You're ignorant. Jesus catch you lying, you're stealing, you're cheating, you're being disobedient to leadership, you're doing everything wrong, glory be to God, no remorse, you're under this radical grace situation that God covers all your sins, even the ones you contemplate, you ain't going up, baby. You ain't going. You're going to be one of those turning around saying, what happened? Same way everybody was calling last week. Oh, you okay? Want to make sure you okay. Because did you see the earthquake? Guess what? But let me tell you, if you left behind, you're going to call a lot of people, especially here in the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministry, and we ain't going to be available to take your call because we ain't going to be here. And we ain't taking the cell phones when we gone because we ain't going to need it. The difference is you was able to connect with your family and friends last week. But if you still left behind when after this rapture take place, beloved, you in a bad situation. You in a bad situation. That's all we want to say. Ready or not, here we go. Well, Pastor, can I be saved after the rapture? Of course you can. Of course you can. But let me ask you this. Number one, the Bible tells us, amen, that's when, after the rapture is when the mark of the beast comes forth. Okay? I believe that person right now is walking the earth. Mm-hmm. That's when you're going to have to take the mark of the beast, 666. You're not going to be able to buy food. Amen. You're sold out to the devil. You're not going to be able to buy food unless you got that mark. You're not going to be able to eat. You're not going to be able to do anything unless you take the mark of the beast, 666, Antichrist. All this takes place after the rapture. Some people are going to say, oh, it's just better for me to die. It ain't going to be that easy. It's going to be slow and it's going to be torturous. So now, the Bible tells us that there are going to be people that come out of the great tribulation. But beloved, let me tell you this. When we go up with Jesus, and you notice I say we, because I'm talking about me. I can't talk for you. When we go up with Jesus in the moment of a twinkling of an eye, and I believe it's closer than what we realize. I believe Jesus is walking the earth right now. That's what that tremble was about last week, beloved. Jesus can't give us no further warnings. He gave us COVID and 20 million people died. People still, amen, giving Jesus their butt. Glory be to God. He done gave us all type of signs and warnings, and we still are not giving God the reverence that's due him. We still want to live our own life on our own terms. I believe that was Jesus walking the earth. Or he might have just sneezed. I don't know. It don't take much, but he shook the earth. That was a warning. But let me tell you one thing as I close on this morning. When we, the believers, those that are ready to meet him, not getting ready, you can't be getting ready. That's why we read, okay. Write this down in Revelation. Revelation chapter 22. Mm-hmm. Revelation chapter 22, verse 11. He that is unjust, let him be unjust still. He that is filthy, let him be filthy still. He that is righteous, let him be righteous still. And he that is holy, let him be holy still. Whatever condition your heart is in when Jesus comes, that's it. Because you ain't got time to do nothing else. You ain't going to have time. You got to be ready. It's like when you go to the bus stop and you waiting for the bus. You ain't got to run for the bus. You didn't miss the bus. You got on the bus because you was ready for the bus. You got to be ready. Baby, you got to have the oil in your lamps. You got to do what you know to do today. All right, when we are caught up to meet him in the air, guess what, y'all? Guess who going with us? And my mama going, my daddy going. Well, I pray they do. I pray your mama, your daddy, your sister, your brother, your spouse, and I pray you go too. Because I know that's what I'm working on. I dare not preach to others and then me myself be a castaway. That's why I'm working hard on separating myself from foolishness. Because I ain't going to let nobody send me to hell. If you want to go to hell, baby, go. Go to hell. But let me say this, and I'm finished for the day. Because the Lord has said it ain't no more time to play. When we caught up to meet Jesus in the air, guess who going, y'all? Right answer. The Holy Spirit going too. The same person who led you to Christ. The same person, amen, who built the church. The same person drawing sinners to repentance. That same person is going up in the rapture too. Now, if you find it hard to come to Christ when the Holy Spirit is here, tell me how in the hell you coming to Christ, glory be to God, when he ain't. If you say you struggling and all that, and the Holy Spirit, your helper, is here, your power is here, your strength is here, and all you got to do is call on him, and you won't. Tell me how you going to come to God out of the rapture when the Holy Spirit ain't here. He going up too. The Bible says, and we might pick up here tomorrow, we might not, I don't know. You think it is bad on earth now? With the saints down here praying round the clock? You think it's bad now? You wait till the Holy Spirit goes. There are going to be days on earth that you have never, ever, ever imagined for those of you who are left behind. It's no joke. And we don't know how much time we got. The rapture could take place today. Today. Yeah, I know y'all making plans for the end of the month. Amen. Summertime, vacation, New Year's, Christmas. The rapture could take place today, unannounced. The only other announcement you're going to get, baby, is the sound of that trumpet, and we're going to be gone. You're leaving all your money. Those of you that don't want to spend it, want to get all stingy with it, you're leaving all your money, you're leaving your clothes, you're leaving your jewelry, you're leaving your house, you're leaving your furniture, you're leaving your boo, you're leaving everybody. For those of you who are going up, and for those of you who are not going up, they're going to leave you. This is a cry. I tell you the truth, the Lord, the Holy Spirit's been dealing and wrestling with me. Beloved, it is time for us to blow the trumpet. It's time for us to pull out the bullhorn. We got to stop pacifying sin, telling everybody's going to be okay and God understand and all this other rhetoric. Beloved, that ain't going to help nobody. Jesus said, go and compel men and women to come, because it's a time that's about to hit this earth. Gave us all the warning signs. Oh, Israel and Gaza, amen, glory be to God, and Russia and Ukraine, it started with them. It ain't going to end with them, baby. This nation right here is on the brink of nuclear war. One bomb can blow your whole city down, your whole state. Where you gonna live then? Where you gonna live when that bomb blew your house down? And we don't even pray for those men and women over there suffering. Got to wait for the food trucks to come in to bring them food. And then they're going to bomb up the 7 workers and many others trying to bring people food. What you going to do then? Judgment is coming. Good news is, before it get real devastating, Jesus said he's going to come back and snatch his church. We're not going to have to go through the whole 7-year tribulation. Because God's going to rescue the church. He's coming in and he's pulling us up in that rapture. Let us cry out right now for those who don't know God. Let us cry out now for those who are playing church. Let us cry out right now, beloved. It's about to get real serious. Perilous times shall come. My God, they have already come. The Holy Spirit told me this morning when he woke me up, he wakes me up around 3:00 every morning. And we always say, oh, we living in the last days. I'm going to tell you what the Holy Spirit told me. No, we're not living in the last days. We living in the last hours. And in my fasting this week, I'm going to go in and find out we might be in the last minutes. Ready or not. Ready or not, Jesus coming. You just listen to me. We don't know the orders. Those of you that are hiding behind the internet, yeah, we know you're listening every morning. Thank you for being here. Thank you for being here. But let us say this right now. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. We don't know if you're ready or not. We don't care if you're ready or not. For real. But you need to care if you're ready or not. How do I know if I'm ready? Those who are alive and remain. Are you abiding in Christ? Are you abiding? Are you without holiness? No man shall see the Lord. What does your secret life look like? What does your life look like when you think nobody is looking? And some of God's children so bold, they don't even care who looking. Don't judge me, glory. No, we ain't got to judge you. The word gonna judge you. He who is filthy, let him be filthy still. The rapture took place. Guess what? Keep on. We out. He that is unrighteous, let him be unrighteous. The rapture took, you had two seconds. He that is righteous, let him be righteous still. Beloved, get ready. This is a cry this morning for everybody. For everybody under the sound of my voice, including myself, we need to repent. We need to repent. If we really allow the word of God to search us, amen, hallelujah, and pure righteousness, beloved, let me tell you, we all come short somewhere. There's some areas of our life where we've been stubborn. There's some areas of our life, glory be to God, where we have been disobedient and defiant to the Spirit of God, and me telling God what we're going to do and what we're not going to do. Telling God who we gonna bless and who we ain't gonna bless, like we own something. Glory be to God. Huh? Glory be to God. We submitting when we want to submit and doing what we want to do when we want to do it. I encourage each and every one of you under the sound of my voice. Judge your own self. And ask God to forgive you. Because guess what? Jesus might not come in the rapture today, but if you die today, that's your rapture. I ain't dying today. Oh, really? How much you want to put on that? How much can you guarantee without a shadow of a doubt that you're going to be here tomorrow this time? How much you willing to put on that? And the same way you lost all that money on the lottery, you're going to lose that money too. The Lord says this, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Ask God to forgive you. Ask God to forgive you. Mean it. Ask God to help you. Help you to do better. Help you to do right. Why? Because you want to be ready when he come. Because he coming. Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior, we thank you for this word on this morning. God, we thank you, Father God. This is love in its purest form. This is tough love, Father God. Love, Father God, when you're causing us to examine ourselves, Father, and see if we're in the faith. Examine ourselves. Only what we do for Christ is going to last. Nothing else don't matter. A hill of beans. It ain't mounting up to nothing. Brother Paul said, I count it all as dung. I still got it. When I was, glory be to God, pastoring, when we was located on Fifth Street, I preached a message once. Because y'all know I'm raw and righteous. And everybody in the church looked at me. But God gave it to me. The Lord said, flush the shit. Because that's what Brother Paul said. Brother Paul said, I count it all as dung. You know what dung is? Dung is doo-doo. That's what Brother Paul was saying. Life ain't nothing without Christ, baby. It's all doo-doo. Yeah, all that's flushing away. Father God, help us. Help us to stop being naive and ignorant and complacent and carnal and step up and do the work that Jesus died and left a commandment for us to do to win the loss at any cost. First, Father God, you got to work in us before we can help somebody else. We got to help ourselves. Help us to yield to the word, submit to the word, obey the word, Father God. Serve you in pleasure and serve you in pain. Serve you even when it hurts. Serve you. Hallelujah. Oh, Father God, help us. Help us. Help us, God. We don't have much longer now. We don't have much longer. Even if we live to be 200 years old, we still don't have much longer now. Because 1,000 years is as one day in your sight. Father God, help. Help the body of Christ. Help the body of Christ to be the body of Christ. Oh, Father God, help us to be true disciples. True followers. Genuine warriors, fierce. The righteous are as bold as a lion. Not afraid, not ashamed. Oh, help us, God. Help us. Souls are dying. Souls are perishing. Throw out the lifeline. Father, the truth of the matter is the lifeline has already been thrown out. Help us to do our part. And Father God, please help us to be ready when Jesus comes, so we will not be left behind. We don't want to be here, after the fact. Your word already goes into how terrible it's going to be. It's already bad. We can't even imagine anything worse. Thank you for forgiving us. Thank you for helping us. If you do not know Jesus Christ and the pardoning of your sins, this is your first step. It's your first step. You're not going to heaven if you have never repeated the sinner's prayer. Now, I don't care nothing about the day you got baptized. We're not talking about your mom and your daddy. We don't talk about you going to church and singing on the choir and paying church dues. I don't even know where they get church dues. The Bible don't say nothing about no church dues. It's tithes and offerings. Okay? If you're not born again, you don't stand a chance. That's your first step. So you must ask Jesus Christ to come in and save you. You must ask the Father to forgive you for your sins and invite Jesus Christ to come in and be your Lord and Savior. And if he is your Lord, then you're going to follow him and go and be his disciple. That's your first step. When you do that, you are saved. Glory be to God. You are born again. Glory be to God. Now, glory be to God, beloved. Now, that's the beginning, not the end. We must remain in him. There's some other things that have to be done. Yeah, you must be baptized and all that and all that and all that. Amen. But if you die before you're baptized, it's okay. Okay? Because God already know the thief on the cross wasn't baptized. Jesus didn't tell the thief on the cross, get down off the cross and be baptized. No, he said, this day shall thou be with me in paradise. But there's some other things that have to be done. But let's do first things first. You can't remain with Christ if you never even got with Christ. But once you get with Christ, now he said, you must abide in me. St. John 15. You can't live any kind of life you want and think God got you. God would not have you to be ignorant. Saints, you must be holy. And people not preaching it no more, but it don't make a difference because it's still right. Father God, help us to recommit our lives to you. Help us to rededicate our lives to you. Take us back to the cross where we first believed. Help us to get things straight in our lives because, God, we have some unfinished business. And we need to be on the telephone today making some house visits, sending some emails, whatever we need to do it today. Because today ain't promised to us. And if today ain't promised, tomorrow ain't promised either. God, we want to be ready and not be trying to get ready when Jesus comes. And we say thank you for the opportunity to serve you. Father, we seal this prayer by the word, by the blood, by the spirit. We bind every spirit of retaliation in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. And we decree and declare and we declare and we decree that Satan is defeated, darkness is dispelled, and Jesus Christ is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. And our soul says, amen, amen, and amen. Everybody have a good day. Ready or not, don't be too late. Jesus is coming back for a church without a spot or wrinkle. Will you be ready or just getting ready? Either you is or you ain't, you tis or you taint. Blessings.
Woo! Just lift your worship right there in this moment. Hands and multiply, God, all that I am, and find my heart on the altar again. set me on fire. Set me on fire. Come on, sing.
Take all having these hands and multiply,
God,
all that I am, and find my heart on the altar again. Set me on fire.
Ask him.
Set me on fire. Here I am, God. Arms wide open,
hey.
Pouring out my life, gracefully broken. My heart stands of your name, your mighty love, stand strong to the end. You will fulfill your purpose in me. You won't forsake.
My life, grace.